You're Locked On Blue Jackets, your daily podcast on the Columbus Blue Jackets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey guys, happy Monday, happy Blue Jackets game day. It is finally upon us. This is a Locked On Blue Jackets. We're part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I am Jay Foster, as always, and like I said just now, it is a Blue Jackets game day for the first time in what feels like forever. It is preseason, granted, but hey, hockey is hockey, and especially when hockey is on my TV, it is a good day. So, the preseason starts tonight. We are facing the Pittsburgh Penguins, because why not start the season off strong with having to pay attention to the Pittsburgh Penguins? Don't believe the lineup has been released yet. That will likely be later today, or possibly we might not know until the game actually happens, because I feel like the Montreal Canadiens, they played on Saturday night, and I feel like they iced just a random bunch of guys that were not on the original game sheet. So we'll see. It'll be fun. Today we're going to talk a little bit about training camp, the scrimmages that have been going on, some line combinations. I am going to start off with, you know, preseason is basically meaningless. Training camp lines are, you know, also basically meaningless. Brad Larsen has got on the record to say, yeah, things will be getting mixed up. Like, this is not what the team is going to look like on the opening night of the regular season. But I will say, I have seen some promising play from some guys you would expect and some guys you maybe wouldn't expect. So we'll start off with, we'll start off with, I guess, the de facto top line at the minute, which is Patrick Laine, Jacob Voracek, and in the middle of those two guys is 19-year-old Cole Sillinger, who has come to training camp, had a phenomenal rookie tournament in prospect tournament in Traverse City. He, I believe, had 6 points in three games, which, you know, is about all you can ask of a first-round pick this year. And now he's just kind of vibing in training camp, playing on a line with Patrick Laine and Jacob Voracek. And, you know, I've talked a little bit about this on the show before, that, you know, if we can get Laine and Voracek to click, I don't know that it matters so much who we put in between those two guys, but I will say that line has been interesting. It has been exciting. I was talking about it on Twitter on Saturday afternoon. Patrick Laine is looking confident out there. He's looking strong on the puck. He played very well in the scrimmages that I have seen thus far. I've liked a lot of the work that he's done with Voracek, and I've liked a lot of what he said as well coming out of training camp. There was some quotes that kind of got retweeted a lot, because the guy's a decent quote, but he basically talked about how he's going to be better this year, and he was extremely bad last year. And he kind of came out and acknowledged that, and I think he spent a lot of time this summer kind of working on his game, working on himself, and again, you know, it's early days. I think I talked about this recently with Hunter Hodes of Locked On Penguins on the show, where, you know, there was that one preseason where, I believe it was the 2015-2016 season, I believe, which was the year that we had the Johansson, Saad, Foligno top line, and they scored like 12 goals in 6 preseason games or something stupid like that. And then obviously the season started and everything kind of fell apart. So, you know, I don't want to put too much into preseason, but a guy like Laine, who, you know, had kind of a disappointing season last season. He wasn't the guy we thought we were getting in the trade. Has, you know, had basically an entire off-season to relax, recover. Now he's in Columbus, he's going to be here all season. They're getting a proper training camp, they're getting a proper preseason. I think we're going to see a lot more good things from Patrick Laine this season. Whether Cole Sillinger sticks in the lineup is another conversation that I will have a little bit later on, because there are a couple of guys at training camp that I think are doing pretty okay. They're making a good name for themselves. And we will talk about those guys and a couple of other guys in just a minute. But first, I've got to tell you about DirecTV. Does it sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favourite shows, you're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbour's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favourites together like never before, so you can watch your favourite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. I mean, no more juggling remotes, no need to buy another device ever again, and here's the best bit, there is no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com, that is DirecTV.com. Compatible device required, content varies by package. So the thing about the Blue Jackets lineup this season is that it's basically a completely different lineup to what it was last season. The lines are just a complete, they're upside down. We're missing a lot of our regular guys, you know, and I think, you know, we've talked a lot about the defense looking completely different this season, but the forward groups as well, I think, they've been mixed up a lot. Obviously, we've got Laine, Sillinger, Voracek as one line. Another line that I've been really impressed with has been Hoffman, Roslovic and Bjorkstrand. I think that's been a really fun line. Roslovic is another guy that has kind of come into camp, and I've been really impressed with how he's looked. We've got Boone Jenner centering Gus Nyquist and Igor Chinnikov, I believe. And then we have, you know, guys like Liam Foudy, guys like Alexander Texier, Emil Bemström, Josh Dunn, Kevin Sternland. We have so many guys that are kind of ready to take that next step. And, you know, this is something I talked to Jeff Svoboda about a couple of weeks ago, is that these guys have to take a step, but also these new guys coming in are really kind of make that, I think they're going to make some lineup decisions difficult this season. If Cole Sillinger makes the team, then, you know, that's another center spot that could potentially take some strain off guys like Jack Roslovic, guys like Alexander Texier. Obviously, we've got Sean Corrali in to play center. Gus Nyquist doesn't play center. He's back. He missed all of last season. So, you know, it's going to be a very different Blue Jackets looking team. It's going to be a very different team for the Blue Jackets, I think. But to talk a little bit more about some of the newer guys, Chinnikov, I think, has looked pretty good. I haven't been as impressed with him in training camp as I have with Sillinger. And I don't know if that's because of the line mate he's playing with, or if it's just because, you know, coming back from the Traverse City tournament with 6 goals in 3 games is pretty, you know, that's a high bar. You know, he has already hit more than what we've expected, and I think that's turning into, well, if he can do that, then he should be doing more and more and more. So I'm trying to, like, temper my expectations with Chinnikov, similarly with Hoffman, who is another guy that's brand new to the team, who has looked really, really good so far this season, or so far this training camp, excuse me. And again, tied for the leading scorer at World Championships. I believe he had 7 goals in 10 games or something, which again is is pretty impressive for a guy who I believe was a 7th round pick of the Carolina Hurricanes back in, like, 2015. So he's been playing overseas for a while. He's been kind of getting better, getting stronger, developing his game, and I think he could be a surprise for the Blue Jackets. He's a guy that I constantly forget about until I watch the scrimmages, or, you know, I'm poking around on Twitter to see what the reporters are saying, and I'm like, oh yeah, we have Gregory Hoffman to kind of play on that left side, which is probably a position that we're not as shallow in as we are for center depth, but there was a time where we couldn't find a left winger for love nor money. So I'll be interested to see how that shakes out. And it's, yeah, it'll be interesting. I know Larson, like I said at the top of the show, Larson talks about wanting to kind of mix things up. He wants to try lots of different line combinations, but the line combinations we have at the minute are working pretty well. I do think we potentially have a lot of guys that could play in our top six and get relegated to bottom 6 minutes, or that kind of bottom six role. Again, talking to Jeff Svoboda, Jackets Insider, about Josh Dunn, who I thought, again, had a really strong tournament in Travis City. Do we want him playing bottom 6 minutes in Columbus, or do we want him playing top line minutes in Cleveland and, you know, developing and getting to play 20 minutes a game against, you know, a lesser opponent, but getting way more ice time? So, you know, it'll be interesting to see who makes the cut. And I believe anyone that doesn't make the cut, I think everyone except for Sillinger and Svozil, who is another guy that I'm going to talk about in a minute, someone who has been impressing. Those, I believe, are the only two guys that are not old enough to make the monsters. So Svozil will go back to his CHL team. I believe Sillinger is with the Medicine Hat Tigers this season if he doesn't make the team. I don't expect Svozil to make the team at this point, which is a shame because, again, like I said, I've been really impressed with him as a player, as a young defenseman that has shown that he can play on both sides of the park. I was really impressed with him in Travis City. I've been impressed with him in training camp so far. I know I was watching the scrimmage on Saturday, and I kind of looked down at my phone and then looked back up, and I thought it was Werenski. He was doing that very similar Werenski style of just kind of drifting down the boards into that kind of soft area of the ice that no one really pays attention to. And the typical Rover-esque style hockey that we've come to expect from Zach Werenski. But Svozil is still young. He's not old enough to kind of do the tweener thing that I think some of the other guys are. I would not be surprised if he goes back to juniors for at least a season. Sillinger, I may have to eat my words on this, because I talked about this on the podcast maybe a couple of weeks ago about Aaron Portsline was like, yeah, Cole Sillinger's going to get some NHL time this season. And I was like, no, he's going back to juniors. He's going to take a couple of years to finish developing. Cole Sillinger could make this team, which I think is probably more of an indictment of the Blue Jackets center depth than Cole Sillinger being like the second coming of Jonathan Toews. I don't know. So it'll be interesting to see that. I would love it if Sillinger made the team. He is, I believe, one of two guys that were drafted in the first round this season that could conceivably make the NHL this season. Obviously, I believe all of the top five picks have gone back to college, essentially. So none of them will be making the NHL this year. William Eklund, who went at 7th to the San Jose Sharks, is a contender to make the NHL. And honestly, having watched Sillinger for the past kind of week and a half at Traverse City, at training camp now. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if we went back to the WHL. I also wouldn't be surprised if he makes the opening night roster. Whether he gets his 9 games and then goes back to the Medicine Hat Tigers before we burn a year of his ELC is another question. But, like, if he keeps playing the way that he is, and if he proves that he can center Patrick Laine and Jacob Voracek, then we could kind of have a real surprise on our hands here. Got some more training camp talk coming up. First, I've got to tell you about Built Bar. You know by now, I know by now, Built Bar is incredible. They are the best tasting protein bar on the market. If you, like me, are trying to eat a little bit healthier to try and shift some of that lockdown weight, but also you love delicious candy bars, Built Bar is for you because it is a protein bar. It's high in protein, low in sugar, low in carbs, low in calories, high in everything good, low in everything bad. But it tastes exactly like a candy bar. And that's honestly the best of both worlds, if you ask me. They've got a ton of delicious flavors, from cherry barcia to mint brownie to cookies and cream to salted caramel. There's something for everyone at Built Bar. And here's the best bit. If you go to built.com, use promo code LOCKED15, you will get 15% off your order. Once again, that is promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, for 15% off at built.com. So obviously, it would not be me if we did not have an episode where I at least mentioned some goalie things, because, you know, we love goalies here at Locked on Blue Jackets. We are a hashtag goalie-friendly show. And there has been a little bit of, not upset, I don't think, but uncertainty in the goaltending situation at training camp. Danil Tarasov, who I believe is probably going to be our starter in Cleveland this season, is, I think his first day on the ice was Saturday. He's been out on quote-unquote maintenance day. Jonas Kupsala is already injured because the injury ghosts are starting early this season. He tweaked his groin, I think, so he's going to miss probably most of training camp and a good chunk of the preseason, which is not ideal. Elvis is doing Elvis things. He's looking sharp. He's looking good. The rest of the goaltenders are not really kind of a non-entity, I think. It's weird because, again, you know, Jack Greaves, I thought, was quite good in Traverse City. We've got JF Berube, who I feel like will probably take the Brad Thiessen role of being that old guy in Cleveland that plays whenever Tarasov gets called up or if there's an injury, or, you know, I feel like Berube is not going to be on the Blue Jackets this season, barring, you know, horrific injury luck. He's there to kind of be the old guy in the AHL, which I feel fine with. We've got Cam Johnson, who I believe we signed only because we needed to expose a goaltender for Seattle. And then that's kind of it. If with our goalie mix-up or goalie mash-up, it's a weird non... I feel like the goalie position has been in such kind of... not turmoil, but I think there's been a lot of moving and shaking with goaltenders this season across the NHL, and the Blue Jackets haven't really taken part in that, which is strange. I've kind of flip-flopped on my opinion that maybe Kupsala was gone before the start of the season. I don't think this injury has helped in that department. Nobody wants to trade for an injured player. And I wonder if people are starting to get a little bit worried about how often Kupsala is injured. Because he was injured last season. He had surgery the season before, you know, his first year as a full-time starter. It's... I don't know, I hate the concept of being injury-prone because I don't think... like, that's a real thing, but I wonder if people are starting to get a little bit like, oh, can, you know, can he stay healthy? Because that was always, Arizona's problem. They, you know, they had two extremely good goaltenders who could not stay healthy in Antti Raanta and Darcy Kemper. So, we'll see. I feel like I've said that a bunch of times on this podcast so far, but we'll see. As it stands right now, it looks like Elvis is going to be getting the bulk of the work at the start of the season, depending on how long it takes Kopitar to get back from his injury. And honestly, if Elvis is good in the early part of the season, like, it's going to be tough for Kopitar to come back and be able to command any kind of significant playing time. And I know Kekalainen has kind of come out and said, yeah, I would love to sign Kopitar to an extension. Like, having two good goalies is the best problem in the world to have. But I don't think Elvis and Kopitar see it that way. We've talked about this before. You know, they're both guys that could be starters and should be starters in the NHL. And I know what Kekalainen says, but I don't know. There's just no way to look at the like signing Elvis Merzlikins to that like $5.4 million 5-year contract and then believe that Jarmo's like, yeah, I'd love to extend Kopitar as well. If I'm Kopitar, I am going to want, if not the same contract as Elvis, but very, very close. And spending $10 million on goalies in today's NHL is not going to, it's not workable. So I think we could see some goalie movement, some goalie drama. It'll be a fun start to the season. I'm excited. I hope all of you guys are excited as well. Like, I can't wait for the NHL to be back properly. I think it's, 17 days until the regular season starts. We've got 6 preseason games starting tonight and spreading through the next kind of week and a half. I watched the Maple Leafs Canadiens game on Saturday because why not? Because NHL hockey is back. So I can't wait to watch hockey. I can't wait to talk about hockey on here. Hopefully, you know, this season is going to be a lot more fun to cover than the last season. We're going to have a great time covering it. We're going to keep on growing and getting better and hopefully entertaining you for the rest of the season. And that's kind of all I have for today. Tomorrow, we'll probably look at tonight's game and read way too much into the results because, hey, that's the fun of preseason is getting upset about losing and, oh, why didn't this guy get more time? Why didn't this guy get more time? So we'll break down the game against Pittsburgh tomorrow. That'll be fun. I have been Jay Foster. You can find me on Twitter at _JacobFoster, JakobForster. You can find this podcast at LO_BlueJackets. If you have comments, questions, criticisms, you can email me at lockedonbluejackets@gmail.com. And until tomorrow, make sure you stay locked on.